everybody. You're listening to Stuck in Traffic with Russ, the podcast I record when I'm stuck in traffic. And my name is Russ. Thanks for clicking play or for downloading this thing. I really appreciate it. My day job requires quite a bit of driving. Of course, during the day, while everybody else is driving too. And sometimes I find myself stuck in traffic. It's at these times that I have thoughts, deep thoughts about the world and the way it works. And I've decided to record these pontifications, these ruminations, as a micro-podcast series, so other people that find themselves stuck in traffic and having similar thoughts, well, now we know we're not alone. Today's thought is a simple one, but it resonates with our nation's culture and society at large. As a driver during the day, I often find myself indulging in fast food. As the genre implies, it is fast. And it offers sustenance. So by nature of convenience, I've always enjoyed fast food. But I think that the industry has strayed in recent years. You see, so many restaurants tell you what they serve in the name of their business. Taco Bell, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Starbucks coffee, Dunkin' Donuts. I believe that many of these businesses have strayed from the calling of their very business name, their corporate identity, and that this has created chaos in not only the fast food industry, but our world at large. Just consider, to me, the most heinous offender of this crime, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, when I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, I expect three things. One, I expect a taste of the state of Kentucky. Two, I expect something fried. And three, that fried thing will be chicken. Simple. Easy. It's in the very name of the place I've gone. That's why I'm going there. Because I know exactly what to expect. So what's up with Kentucky grilled chicken? Why have they added this to the menu? You see, more choices creates less convenience because it gives the consumer pause as he's at the register or going through the drive-thru. And that pause costs time for everybody else in line. It buckles the fast half of the fast food equation. See, so if I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and I see there's a grilled option, well, maybe I want that, but I didn't come here for that. Let me think about it a second. Does Kentucky even have a definitive way that they grill chicken? Or has the state of Kentucky had to inherit this responsibility because the restaurant Kentucky Fried Chicken has caved to societal pressures to serve healthier food? There's no such thing as Kentucky grilled chicken. What if Kentucky Fried Chicken started serving Indiana Fried Chicken? You'd be like, what? You're Kentucky Fried Chicken. Or what if they added Kentucky Fried Ham to their menu? You'd say, huh? This is a chicken joint. Why does fried get compromised? I don't care how the food is delivered to me. You could put it in a bucket. Between buns, you can make it a chicken finger, a chicken tender, a chicken nugget. But if it's not fried Kentucky style, your identity is compromised, as is the very industry you represent. This food is now no longer fast. There are more choices, and you've given customers more to think about. It shouldn't be that hard. Burger King suffers a similar phenomenon, where they no longer serve just burgers, but they also specialize in chicken fries. Burger King, I understand you have to keep up with the other burger joints in town, and we'll get to them in a second, but you're the royalty of burgers. I expect one of the best burgers I've ever had when I go to a Burger King. Chicken fries? You've taken a staple side dish, fries, and you've upgraded it to a protein, utilizing one of the meats of your competitors, KFC, Church's, Popeyes. They should serve chicken fries, not this abomination you've added to your menu. Fries are a side dish to hamburgers because it's a variation of the classic meat and potatoes that has become an American staple on dinner tables for decades. But to upgrade the fry to a main dish protein, it defies burger, and I dare say it downgrades you from king to popper. There are exceptions to this rule, of course. Taco Bell's recent introduction of a chicken shell is an interesting variation of their staple taco. But to me, that's still a taco. They've simply changed one of the ingredients. So while it does create more options, which is frustrating, it still adheres to their corporate identity, their brand, being a taco. So unfortunately, I have to accept with delicious consequences. Dunkin' Donuts is also an interesting exception to this rule, because while their title is simply Donuts, it also includes a call to action, Dunkin'. It tells you what to do with the donut. In recent years, Dunkin' Donuts has become even more popular because of their flavored coffees to compete with Starbucks. I think that now, by offering the very thing in which you're supposed to dunk the donut, they haven't varied from their corporate identity, but in fact seized its full potential. Where they may go astray is their breakfast sandwich, the croissant, the bagel, etc. I guess you could dip whatever you want into a coffee. It just doesn't make sense what you're dunking. But hey, who am I to judge? If you're dunking and or getting a donut, then those are viable reasons to go to a Dunkin' Donuts. As I say, of course, they're competing with Starbucks, who has basically become Walmart. You could go to Starbucks and get water, fruit, sandwiches, pretzels, chocolate. We're talking about grocery store aisles worth of food available at a place that was once just a coffee and tea joint. Starbucks. You may have even set the standard for these variations. Shame on you. Coffee bean and tea leaf. Pick up the torch and run, my friends. Because Starbucks has left a big vacancy. Where there should just be a coffee specialist, now there's virtually a grocery store. A one-stop shop for every meal. And it's not right. Why do you think Dutch Brothers has become so successful? You don't even have to get out of your car there. It's fast. Coffee. Variations of coffee, yes. The Frappuccino. Your hot chocolates. I'll even allow lemonade, because you can argue that a lemonade is a variation of a tea, using natural ingredients with water to create a tasty beverage. I get it. But man, once you stray too far from that brand you've established, it's over. Now here is the biggest exception of all, the granddaddy of the fast food industry, McDonald's. If you know the history of McDonald's, you know that it started with a couple of brothers and a burger stand in San Bernardino. Ray Kroc blew through town, stole their idea and their corporate identity by utilizing McDonald's first as a franchised burger joint, but then as a real estate company selling the very land beneath those restaurants for franchisees to purchase and build. Of course, I know this by seeing a movie called The Founder, starring Michael Keaton. It's a great flick. I highly recommend it. But the McDonald's brothers were still short-sighted. Not only were they susceptible to Ray Kroc's charms and corporate law, the loopholes therein, but they failed to name their place Hamburgers Incorporated. If they had just called their simple burger stand Hamburgers Incorporated, I think they would have had, pardon the pun, firmer ground to stand on when Ray Kroc stole their very name and made it the corporate empire it is today. And by not calling McDonald's Hamburgers Incorporated, they gave franchisees, future owners and operators of their business, the freedom and flexibility to create the McNugget, the McChicken, the Filet-O-Fish, the McRib. McDonald's is best known as a hamburger joint because that's how it started, but these variations on the lunchtime sandwich, well, it comes with the name. McDonald's. It means nothing. It's just some dude or dudes making you a meal, and they can make whatever they want. Unlike, say, the Burger King, who promises you burgers, or Kentucky Fried Chicken, whose very name is a food that they no longer wholeheartedly serve. They've denounced it. You could see it in their very corporate identity, their marketing. Look at how many times the Colonel has been recast in those commercials in recent years. It speaks for itself. The Colonel's been recast more than James Bond and Batman. And yet they still don't know who they are. You're a fast food place. The food should be fast. And you should serve a specific kind of food. Otherwise, you're an inconvenient cafeteria. And I have no time for that. Well, you've been listening to the latest episode of Stuck in Traffic with Russ. You can follow me on Instagram at AmazingAZComics. I self-publish a mini comic book called Amazing Arizona Comics. I also host a live local late-night talk show in Phoenix called Phoenix Tonight. Just search for Phoenix Tonight on Facebook and YouTube. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you'll tune in to future episodes when you, too, are stuck in traffic.